From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. And now, Ed Schultz.
Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Mike Papantonio, sitting in for Ed today. Coming up on the show, we're going to be talking more about the war on unions that's taking place in Wisconsin, really taking place all over the country right now. We'll be taking calls, 877-934-6833. But right now, let's talk about the Chamber of Commerce. President Obama sat down with the Chamber last week to tell him that it was time that they all just played nice. Later that same week, emails surfaced showing that the Chamber's involved in activities that were designed to discredit and really destroy liberal groups that oppose the Chamber's agenda. Joining me now to discuss the Chamber's cover-ups is my Ring of Fire co-host, Sam Cedar. He co-hosts the show along with Bobby Kennedy, and as well as investigative journalist Brad Friedman, who was one of the Chamber's primary targets. Brad, you there?
I am. Hey, gents, how are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Hey, Brad, set this story up so we can be just as appalled as you are.
Yeah, have you noticed? I'm kind of appalled.
Yeah.
This is pretty remarkable. The Chamber of Commerce has been caught essentially red-handed, putting together, compiling a nakedly brazen attack on progressives, progressive journalists like myself, progressive groups that oppose them, like my organization, StopTheChamber.com. And they had retained a law firm by the name of Hunton and Williams to sort of put together this proposal with these three cybersecurity firms calling themselves Team Themis. And essentially...
Team what? What was...
Team Themis is what they had called themselves.
Okay.
And essentially, they put together this scheme, this proposal, targeting folks like me, using really, as you can see in the article I ran today at bradblog.com, using terror tools that these three firms developed for the U.S. government, you know, to track terrorists. They're now applying them to U.S. citizens, of course, progressive U.S. citizens and groups and journalists, but they were caught red-handed doing this against me and similarly.
Well, here it is. Think Progress, Change to Win, CEIU Union, U.S. Chamber Watch, and StopTheChamber.com. And, you know, I got to tell you something, Brad. That's just the beginning. If you don't think they're targeting everybody who says ugly things about the Chamber, look, we go to war with the Chamber all the time, with what I do, as you know. But this has hit you personally. Now, what they're doing is they're actually going after your families, aren't they?
They had me, my family, personal information about all of us, and they were preparing, as you can see in these emails, a disinformation campaign. They were going to plant false documents, create false personas in hopes of discrediting me. And by the way, this same law firm and these same cybersecurity firms were also preparing and maybe have even begun a similar proposal on behalf of Bank of America going after Glenn Greenwald over at Salon.
Mm.
And they have been caught. Yeah, we've certainly suspected this sort of thing for years, but now they are caught red-handed in some 60,000 emails that have now been released on the web from one of these companies that was involved in this pernicious scheme.
Well, you know, Brad, here's the thing. I mean, you know, look, mess with me, but don't mess with my family. Don't mess with my wife. Don't mess with my children. But that's what they're doing. They're actually targeting opponents, and they're getting talking points, not just on those targets. They're getting talking points about everything your family is doing.
That's right.
About your wife, about your children. I mean, you know, at some point, mainstream media has got to talk about this story. It's now been out there a couple of weeks. I haven't seen it really talked about because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has such huge grip on just about everything. But, you know, juxtapose, Sam, you and I talked about this last week. Juxtapose this story against the fact that you have Obama meeting with these thugs, and they are thugs. First of all, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce does not represent mom and pop anymore. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, we know, don't we, that they represent about 19 companies. That's where they get all their money. They lied to the American public. They lied to Congress about the fact that they had 2 million organizations that they represented. That was a lie. When they were caught in the lie, they said, oh, no, it's 250,000. That was a lie. And when we drilled down, we found out that their money is coming from 19 organizations nationally. Sam, did I get that right?
You did, Pap. And I got to say, this story, I spoke to Glenn Greenwald today on the Majority Report, and we're going to post that that interview at majority.fm a little bit later this afternoon. And Glenn, like Brad, was one of the journalists targeted. Now, we actually have two different stories that are going sort of following similar parallel tracks here. These three security firms, known as Team Thesis, were hired by Hunt and Williams, both on behalf of the Chamber of Commerce and on the behalf of Bank of America. Bank of America, because they were going after WikiLeaks.
Right.
And we have a situation where the Department of Justice has been working overtime to attempt to bring WikiLeaks with some type of criminal charges for essentially acting as the New York Times would. And they have they are talking about bringing charges against people who are supposedly WikiLeaks or individuals for hacking into sites and taking emails. This is exactly what this Team Thesis was planning to do. In addition to collecting all this information that could be used, I don't know if it was going to be used for blackmail. We don't know if it was going to be used for extortion. There are all sorts of criminal charges here. But one thing that should be kept in mind, the Bank of America was actually appointed to Hunt and Williams by the Department of Justice. This is how tied in this law firm is to our government here. And they are facilitating the spying of journalists like Brad, like Glenn Greenwald. They are facilitating the spying and the hacking and the disrupting of websites like StopTheChamber.com. This is a massive scandal. And the only thing I've seen so far in the mainstream press was a piece this weekend in the New York Times. And Think Progress just came out this morning with conclusive evidence tying the chamber has come out and issued a denial saying that we never hired these security firms. And of course, they get a law firm to hire them for them so they can keep it at arm's length.
Hey, Brad, lawyer up. Let me just tell you something.
Yeah.
A jury hearing these facts are going to understand that what you have is you have a U.S. Chamber of Commerce thug group. Look, they can say, gee whiz, I didn't know my law firm that I hired. You knew why they hired this law firm.
Of course.
They hired this law firm because this law firm is specialist in exactly these kinds of dirty tricks, and so it's what we expect to see.
Of course, and they weren't acting on their own. You know, they didn't just go out and target these people on their own. Obviously, they were working at the direction of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and remember, this was a $2 million per month scheme. That is what was proposed, and that money, by the way, coming from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, is largely our tax dollars. AIG, Bank of America all receive bailout money.
Yeah,
ExxonMobil receive tax subsidiaries. So they give tax subsidies. So they're using that money, our own tax money, against us, the citizens of this nation. It is absolutely remarkable.
And despite the chamber's denials, there are now emails that have surfaced showing that they were aware of this ongoing plan by this so-called Team Thesis. And this is, you know, they're going to hold to account. Remember, there are 71,000 emails that have just over the weekend, essentially, another 25,000 emails that have been dumped, and people are parsing through this. This is just the beginning.
Absolutely. People are still plowing through these things, tying things together. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has been caught completely flat-footed here, lying, claiming that they are the victim. They knew nothing. The emails show quite the contrary and show a pretty direct conspiracy to discredit, to extort. Who knows what they were, planning to finally do. But the pieces are all there, and it is chilling. And every American should be concerned about it and should be concerned of this corporate governmental nexus that is using terror tools and that will make it very difficult to hold these people accountable, frankly, because they are so tied in to the government.
Talking to Brad Friedman, talking to my radio partner, Sam Cedar, about the latest thug story about the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, among so many that we'd have to devote a week to just the U.S. Chamber. But this is the latest story. Now, I have to tell you something. We expect this in third world countries. You expect this in a banana republic where you have government sometimes even working with corporate America to do these types of things. But this is, they can deny this all they want. But I have to tell you something. Being an attorney for 28 years, nothing happens like this unless the client knows about it. They're paying money to this law firm, sure. And now the U.S. Chamber is saying, oh, well, you know, we didn't know about that. Come on, man. I mean, you know, when you really drill down to this, it's impossible for them not to know. Now, here's the next question I have. Yeah. What in the hell is it going to take for our U.S. Justice Department to figure out that this is dangerous stuff? These are dangerous times. They won't prosecute on BP. They won't prosecute on the Wall Street meltdown. They won't prosecute on all the scams that were run by CDOs and synthetics, you name it, swaps. They won't prosecute on any of that. They won't even prosecute on government contracts that are absolutely that were defrauding taxpayers for billions of dollars. They won't prosecute. When will they understand that they're the line in the sand? They have to get involved, and they have to get in front of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. This is this is the backbone of fascism. When you have corporate America running so crazy that they start targeting our families, targeting our children and our wives, going after us personally because we're progressives and we're speaking out about it. Brad Friedman, right here on the radio, is a victim of this. And I got to tell you, Brad, lawyer up, and in that closing statement, it's going to be the ugliest story. You can't even imagine where the story will go if you'll lawyer up on this case.
These guys did this thing because they knew they could get away with it. They knew that the DOJ wasn't going to give a damn, that, you know, the DOJ themselves, I don't even know if they can prosecute because they are involved with this law firm, Hunton & Williams. They have to put a special prosecutor in there, and at the same time, I would imagine they would likely be inclined to invoke state secrets privilege, incredibly, because, you know, like I say, they're using the same tools, the exact same software they use to track terrorists, and any trial would by necessity bring out that information, and the U.S. government will say, oh, no, we can't, talk about that in court because that will hurt our war on terror, and they, you know, will potentially throw out the case on state secrets. That's what they've been doing in all of these cases all around the country, abusing that power by the U.S. government, even in the face of this naked abuse, this brazen abuse of power by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. These guys know, or at least they think, they can get away with it, and they will continue to get away with it until somebody stops.
Because Holder comes from a law firm just like the law firms that are involved here, and nobody has enough backbone to call it what it is. It is the beginning, really. This is the edge of true fascism when you have corporate America running so crazy that they can do this type of thing. We have to take a quick break, but we want to pick up with your calls. 877-934-6833, 877-WE-GOT-ED. We want to talk about this. How can we allow it to happen without having discussion about the seriousness of it? It's up to us. It's up to us to speak out. Brad, anything we can do for you, I can promise you we'll do. What I would do, first of all, is I would figure out this is going to be a case that a jury needs to hear.
I completely agree, and I hope to talk to you about that later because, I'm just one citizen, you know, begging for $5 and $10 donations here and there. We're up against the biggest, most powerful thugs in the world with endless money that they were willing to, you know, throw at this. Like I said, $2 million a month, according to these emails.
Brad,
so
it's
not an easy fight, but it's got to be done.
We
got to
take a break. Thanks for the work that you do. We'll be right back.
Stream the Ed Schultz Show live now at WeGotEd.com.